Among the many programs facing budget cuts this year is a high-tech conference system. Vermont Interactive Technologies operates 13 interactive video classrooms around the state. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the students who depend on it are using the technology to fight for its survival.
The typical student in a VIT classroom is an aspiring nurse, or perhaps an electrician or a plumber. They're mostly people who work all day and are taking classes to move up the career ladder. The system is also used by nonprofit organizations and state government for video conferencing. And the viewers are not just crowding around a grainy TV screen anymore, as they did when the system got started in 1988.
I didn't get a chance to read through all of them yet. But the ones that I read, you all have done a really nice job picking out the information that's going to be on the exam. So that's great.
That's Sarah Billings-Berg, assistant professor of nursing at Vermont Technical College, starting pharmacology class. Some students see her in person at the Newport VIT studio, but most are watching her on TV from either White River Junction, Springfield, or Lindenville. Amanda Boyd is class rep for the 9 students at the VIT studio at Linden State College. She's terrified that VIT might go away.
We all have families, we all have children or jobs, and, you know, we're not the average high school graduate, you know, who's just fresh out of high school with no real commitments. So being able to travel somewhere closer instead of having to drive 2 hours away or 3 hours for some of us is really critical and important for us. It's really, I don't think that nursing school would have been in a lot of our cards without this.
Amy Swar, speaking over the VIT system from White River Junction, chimes in.
And there are nursing jobs that are open, and nurses are needed so desperately in this region that if more seats are closed in schools, we are not even meeting the need that we have in the region for nursing.
So why not just shift courses like this to a cheaper online site? Caitlin Marois in Lindenville says taking the class in real time with a group, seeing their teacher, and talking with students at other sites about classwork posted on the screen is much better than just staring at a computer at home.
Like, we as a class have all gone to know each other and have become friends and have helped each other through this program, whereas if we were home on a computer, I feel like I would be downstream in a boat with holes and no paddle.
Tara Lidstone, VIT's executive director, has that sinking feeling already, because at last glance, the budget moving through the legislature appropriates about $360,000, not the $800,000 the program got last time around. She's happy for some funding, but says it won't be easy to make up the rest by charging schools and other nonprofit users more for the interactive conference time. That may be why teachers and students are using VIT itself to drum up political support with a YouTube video and a petition drive.
And the more comments you read on the online petitions, the more you realize it's an absolute necessity for so many Vermonters. So our goal is to try to find a way to fund the service and keep it available.
In 2013, according to VIT records, over 250 organizations and 21,000 Vermonters used the service. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Lindenville.